welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for February the 14th, 2026. I am very grateful for those of you who take the time to write and to offer your questions. They're very important to me, and I don't take them lightly. And especially when I get one like this that I think is unique and special. It's a simple question. This is from Craig. He lives in Southern California. He used to watch me on TV when I was on XCTV down there. And now he watches them on YouTube. And I'm grateful for that. I really am. And it's kind of nostalgic, he said, for him. And he realized that he missed a great deal of what I was saying at the time because, as he said, I was younger and I thought I had the life by the tail, the tiger by the tail, as he said. So he said, now that I am much older and I'm looking back at my life and listening to your TV programs and watching them once again, he said, I realize what an ass I was. We all were, honey. Don't worry about it. I was. Everybody is an ass at that age. Anyway, such is the case here, as is. And he said, how do I forgive? Craig, the most difficult aspect of forgiveness is the simplicity of it. You have to have a broad picture about what life really is and where you really are in this lifetime. What is this lifetime? Is it going to be another situation where you accumulate and accumulate and accumulate more and more karma, more and more situations where your life is just filled with consequences after consequences after consequences? For most people who live in the pedestrian mentality, this is the best they can do. This is all they can do. They can't go any further. So they take life on the chin, as it were, and they fight their way through it, thinking that, you know, this is all there is and what the hell. Let's just get through this thing and die. And they're not too much concerned about their hereafter. Some of them look at it like, well, who's to know what's going to happen in the hereafter, blah, blah. So they use that as a carte blanche card to just do all the mischief they possibly can in the course of their lifetime. People don't get it, Craig. You didn't get it when you were younger, and no one could have said to you, don't screw this thing up. Don't make this a problem. Don't live in the manner of your mother and your father, your parents, and die like they lived. Don't do that. You would not have heard me. In fact, if you go back and look at those TV programs, basically that's all I'm saying is don't die the way your parents lived. Don't follow their genetics, their DNA. Don't do that. Don't assume anything. Start to understand the manner of the way within you and start looking at it from a different point of view, this manner of the way. But my words, people don't listen to me because I make no sense to them. People are geared towards the idea of trying to get something out of this life, not give something to this life. So that's what, you know, the pedestrian mentality does. Forgiveness, what is it? The first thing is you have to realize you need it. Not want it, need it. There's a difference between a want and a need, as there is a difference between rightness and goodness. The two are different. They're not related to each other. When your goodness exceeds your mental acuity to want rightness in your life, you will start to find true forgiveness. And this will bring about a beautiful texture of living, a beautiful essence of living. You will find yourself in the calm of something that is greater than yourself. When you enter into your goodness, your soul, you will find yourself no longer perplexed with the past, and nor will you be living from the past. A great deal of our life, Craig, is based in living in the past. We just live there, don't want to admit it, don't want to know what we're doing to ourselves, but that's where we are. We are living in the past. Everything that you and I perpetrated in our life, in our youth, you know, this comes back to haunt us later on. And when we're young and somebody would say that to you, which I actually did on TV, which, you know, drew the ire of my crowd, as it were, people don't believe you. And people don't believe me. I have students that don't believe me. And I understand that. I accept that. What can I do? You know, the worst thing that can happen to us is, as Jesus said, to die in our sins. And that's what a lot of people would do. They just die in their sins. They don't live in the manner of the way, the manner of the authentic heart. You and I were born and raised in the unrequited love. And this unrequited love is a love that was never fulfilled, not in past life or in this life. And because of that, there's a broader, bigger picture here to understand that most people just ignore. They can't understand it. Basically, they refuse to. And that is that you are here for love. And what you and I bring with us into this world is unrequited love. Love that has not been realized. Love that was expected in the form of emotionality, but not realized as the meaning of life. We don't understand love. It is all about love. So what you want to do is make room for love in you. Beyond your needs, your wants, your psychology, your biology, you have to go beyond everything, beyond the beyond, as the Buddha said, and it is very true. If you don't, you will just live a temporary existence here in this world, creating a great deal of havoc for yourself, consequences that you and I have created within our life. And this is the way it's going to be for the rest of our life. We're going to be living in those temptations and desires for revenge, for self-aggrandizement, for the appeasement of our emotionality, thinking that that's all there really is. You are forgiveness. You have to realize this. First, you must realize the need for it. And then you must come into that place where you realize you are forgiveness. You are the thing you seek. And if you don't seek it, of course, then it doesn't matter to you. And most people don't think in terms of forgiveness. They think in terms of, I didn't do anything. Self-righteousness is what they're all about. And their self-righteous mandate for living turns into being self-serving in this world, and that creates even more havoc and discomfort, all sorts of mischief. So it all depends on whether or not you're going to become aware. And if you don't become aware, you won't understand why forgiveness is so deeply important. Even on the cross, being killed for his ethnic background and the things that he taught, how annoying Jesus was to the crowd, to the establishment of his day. He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And it is true. For a great portion of our life, we know not what we do. And we have no idea the circumstances, the conditions, and the problems we bring about in our life, being the kind of people we have become. And that is a very sad thing. Anyway, Craig, I hope that helped. Thank you for your kind comments about the TV programs. I'm very grateful. I had always hoped that somehow these programs would air after, you know, their time on the air. And I'm grateful for YouTube and all the things that are there that I am able to share. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you all for listening. I hope this helped. Be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me. Namaste.